What we want is an open mind from politicians in Tasmania and around the country about what we do. So there's often a lot of misinformation about what it is we actually provide at appeal testing service and festivals. We've had two pilot programs in the ACT that have, by all measures, have been very successful in reducing the drug-related harm and giving people, young people in particular, a lot of advice about the harms and consequences of drug use. That wouldn't happen without our service at those festivals. So we're just hoping that the politicians of Tasmania will just listen to us and give us a fair hearing and listen to the evidence. As you said, the festival promoters are on board. Most of the polling we see from around the country on pill testing shows the community understands what we're trying to do. So this is a good opportunity for us to actually sit down with the politicians and explain what we do and answer any questions they have.
Have you ever been able to change a mind about this issue for all of the politicians that you've met who have previously been opposed around the country?
Yeah, we have. I mean, as I said, we ran two pilots in the ACT. The Cabinet was opposed originally to that a few years ago, but when we presented all our evidence and had the opportunity to talk to them, they changed their mind. We also gave a recent demonstration at Sydney City Council, and a lot of MPs attended, and some came up privately and said now they have a much better understanding of what our service actually does and what it seeks to achieve. And they're actually, although they were opposed beforehand, are actually supportive now.
Gina Vumbaka, how did you get involved in this? How does a man come to co-found an organisation like Pill Testing Australia?
Well, I've had a history probably dating back more than 30 years now in drug and alcohol. I started working with Alex Wodak at St Vincent's Hospital when he set up the first needle exchange program in response to HIV all those years ago. And I mean, I remember in those days we were hounded by a number of people as promoting drug use, and it's going to be the sky is going to fall if we introduce needle and syringe programs. And what I think people understand now is that has been a measure which has spared Australia from a lot of HIV and Hep C transmissions, HIV in particular, because there was evidence behind what we did. It's the same situation here, where we have a program that's operated for many years in Europe and other countries, and it saves lives, it reduces harm, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be introduced here in Australia as well.
You'll be meeting with the Premier, the Health Minister and Police Minister, Michael Ferguson, tomorrow. Are you meeting with representatives from Labor?
We are. We're meeting today with Labor and a few other people, and then with the government tomorrow.
Will you be meeting with the police minister? Will you be meeting with the police commissioner, Gina?
I'm not sure of exactly all the attendees at meetings. I know there are meetings set up for today and tomorrow with a number of key decision makers in Tasmania. I'm hoping the police commissioner will be there just to, again, all we want is an opportunity just to explain what we do and answer the questions or queries they may have about what it is that the service we actually provide. Because I think that dispels a lot of myths about what we do. We don't condone drug use. I mean, just going back to what you said, why am I involved in this? Well, I have kids that go to festivals and, I hope they don't use drugs. That's not what I want them to do. But if they do, I know that the last person I want them to speak to before they consume their drugs is people on our team, the doctors, the nurses, the counsellors and the chemists who are actually there, so they get a good and thorough education and information session about what it is they're about to do and the risks they're taking, rather than the person they just happen to get the pill off being the last person they speak to before putting it in their mouth.
Just a final question on this issue. I mean, it's an issue that we raised across the course of this debate. Do you think pill testing is a subject where, for the most part, it's the voices of people under 30 that we should be listening to, rather than everybody that might have an opinion on this issue?
Oh, no, I don't think that. I think we value the opinions of everybody. What we ask people to do is just look at the evidence to actually think it through. Times have changed as well. We need to understand that the landscape of drug use has changed. In terms of the amount of drugs available today is increasing exponentially because of what syndicates are doing and the contaminants they're putting within drugs, and the different sort of drugs are being sold as another type of drug. People are taking a bit of a risk with that. But young people take risks. We would like to say, don't take risks, but that's not enough just to say don't take risks, young people. Or, it's like saying to people don't drive fast. Everyone knows that, but people still do it. You have to have programs and protocols and policies in place that actually reduce the likelihood of harm if people do take that risk. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not, let's say, condoning it. We just accept that people do use drugs and young people do take risks.
It'll be interesting to see if you can change some minds. Gina Vumbaka, good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Leon.